that you liked or didn't like from last night?
What I liked was an offense that was very effective early against a pretty good defense. Had four scores in the first six drives, including the first drive of the game, which was 91 yards, which was very good, and the second half, which was 80 yards, and looked around, and we were ahead 20-17 at 8 minutes of the third quarter, had over 300 yards at offense, so I thought that was pretty good. I looked at a defensive unit that, wanted to go into the game, stopping the run, and took a team that I think is a very good offensive football team and had 12 rushing attempts for 33 yards, 2.75 yards average per rush. So there were some good things there. Obviously, when you watch the tape, it's never as bad or never as good, but there was some things that we can build on.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Would you say there's did you find out anything that anything different that you could improve on?
Oh, yeah. I just think we still got to just continue to keep working, just keep shoring up all the little inefficiencies that we have, whether it's offense or defense or special teams. As I told you guys last night, we're still a work in progress. We still got a lot of work to do, but I feel good, better this morning about the direction we're headed.
Dude, do you know at this point who your backup quarterback is?
I have a pretty good idea, but I'm not ready to share that just yet.
The starting offensive line, the unit did it pretty well last night. Is that the direction you're leaning at this point?
I'm not going to say I'm totally all the way sold just yet, but I thought it was a line that played pretty consistently and really gave our quarterback some very good protection. And obviously, I think we ran the ball pretty well. So I'm not going to tell you I'm set yet, but I'm definitely moving in that direction.
Jeremy Ware came limping up the field after a return tackle. How's he doing?
He's doing fine. He had a little ankle sprain, so I think we'll work through that and see where he is here in the next day or so.
How's Van Dyke's confidence right now? Is it, obviously he's had a tough preseason against some tough guys. Is his confidence at all shaken?
Oh, Van Dyke, no, I don't think his confidence is shaken. He's a very resilient young man. I think, as I said, he knows and understands that people want to keep trying to throw the ball on him. He needs to get better. We need to get better, and we'll do so.
Is Stefan Wisniewski, you think, pretty much entrenched as a guard now?
Well, I'm not going to say he's all the way entrenched there, but I think he's doing some very good things there. And I think as we move closer to, our opener, as we move closer to the game this week, we'll have a pretty good idea of where exactly we're going to play him at.
Do you expect to get Chris Johnson back in practice this week?
Am I expecting Chris back this week?
Yeah.
No, probably not this week, but I think we'll get him back sooner rather than later.
What's the status of Mike Mitchell at this point? Is he in danger of not being able to make the team because of his health? I mean, Jerome Boyd's coming on playing in his spot fairly well.
I think, obviously, those decisions really don't have to be made right this second. I think Jerome is doing a good job, and that's a credit to him. But I think as far as Mike's concerned, until we are ready to put him back out there, does any decision about where he is on our football team need to be made?
Yeah, are there any changes you need to make either schematically or personnel-wise defensively, or are you satisfied?
I like our personnel. Our personnel just needs to go to work and keep working at the things that we need to improve on.
Do you think you have a good handle on what the issues are, and how easily fixed are they?
I think they're easily fixed. I feel very comfortable and confident that we'll get them addressed and taken care of. I asked our guys to play. Come into this game and play better run defense, and we did that. I asked our guys on offense to go run the ball more effectively and be better in the scoring zone, and I think we did that. What we need to do is just continue to grow and keep working. There were some positive things from last night. Obviously, there were some things that we all wish we could do better, and I know we need to do better before we start this season, but I'm very comfortable and confident. As I told you, I know the men in that locker room. I know what their goals are, what their aspirations are, and we're going to get it done.
You made a big change in terms of offensive line. You turned over your coaches completely and brought in Wiley and Steve Wisniewski. And it seems like they've done a pretty good job with that unit to this point in terms of protection, and they've done some good things running the ball. How different is your attack as far as the offensive line goes, like say it was a year ago?
The attack, it's still my attack. So that part of it hasn't changed. I just think the emphasis of how we go about teaching our system to our Steve Wisniewski have done a great job. But again, we need to continue to grow, you know, in our running game and continue to grow as we have in pass protection.